had a picture of the Lord distributing gifts, and he had all these gifts beautifully wrapped with ribbons. And different people, different one of us, reacted in different ways. And there were three, the focus came on three reactions. I'm sure there were many more. But there were people that were so excited that they really unwrapped the present straight away and started to use it. But then after a while, they sort of forgot about it. And there were people that really treasured the gift. They thought, oh, this is a real treasure. I need to keep it for a special occasion. And so put it somewhere safe, but then forgot about it. And there were some people that opened the gift and they looked really, really disappointed. And they didn't like the gift that they received, and they didn't know, you know, what to do with their reaction. And I just felt that the Lord would say, you know, to those that were excited but then forgot about the gift, I felt that the Lord would say, continue to use my gift and grow in my gift. To those that put it away, I just felt that the Lord would say, now is the time to use the gift. I've given it to you for today, for this time. And to the one that were disappointed, I felt that the Lord would say, do not despise my gift. I've given these gifts to you today for the building of my people. Use them.
As we were worshiping earlier, I had an image of a dam, and the dam burst, and then the water flows through, and the water both cleanses and also it gives life, it brings new life. And as we were worshiping, I was thinking about this image and asking especially why, what's stopping the dam from breaking? And I had this verse from Malachi 3, in which the Lord says to his people, bring the full tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you an overflowing blessing. And this, I mean, this idea of the tithes, it's not simply about giving money, but it carries with it a lot of meaning of acknowledging that who God is, that he is our provider, that he is the king who is worthy of everything we have. And it's a sign of offering our whole lives and everything we have to the Lord. And I felt that this was the answer of giving our lives fully to the Lord, that the dam may break loose and that the water might come with healing and with cleansing.
But it's really strange because I'm not usually nervous, but I'm very, very nervous and my heart's thumping and I'm not quite sure why. Because I had this word earlier in the meeting and then I kept getting this, I'm not sure whether I should share or not. And I thought, oh Lord, I'm trying to discern the spirits. You know, is it you saying no, don't, or is it someone trying to stop me saying it, but I feel I'm compelled to say. I felt that we want to sit in the boat safely. I'd much rather be sitting in the boat safely. But, you know, Peter was courageous. He's the only one that got his leg over the side of the boat and he tried to walk on the water. And he fell. But he was the only one that did it. He was the only one willing to have a go. And he had those few marvellous moments of walking on the water. None of the others did. And I feel even if you're nervous, even if it's a little step, we're all there to catch each other. You know, if I forget what I'm saying now, you won't think anything less of me. You'll just comfort me and think, oh, at least she tried. She was there wanting to do it. And that's what we all need for each other. So if you've got something you feel the Lord's given you, come and give it. You know, we all love each other. We want to grow in these gifts. And I think as Peter did those few steps, you know, you'd have grown in confidence to do something more. And so, yeah, be brave and do what the Lord is telling you to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Val. So I think there's three similar words of encouragement to us. As Val put it so well, only Peter got out. The other 11 didn't. And so it's easy for us to be one of the 11. But the Lord's inviting us to be Peter, even if it is only a couple of steps. JP's word about bringing everything in from the storehouses. Well, sometimes there's things that we don't want to take out and give to the Lord. And Paula's word about the presence. Which of the three are you? I think there's an opportunity now for us maybe to just reflect on those for a minute, on all those three words. And when the Lord speaks a word, there's grace there as well. So wherever you find yourself, be honest before the Lord, because he knows you better than you know yourself, right? So be honest before the Lord and say, yeah, I'm one of the 11. I don't want to get out of the boat. I'm happy where I am. Or I like to leave the present on the shelf and just look at it and maybe forget about it. Or there's things preventing me from taking these to the storehouses. Name those things and ask for God's grace. Because there's grace here to change lives, to change your life, to direct it more towards the Lord. So let's take a moment just to reflect on these.